I appreciate your Cold Fusion. That's what I listened to when I went on my bike ride yesterday. You talking to the Cold Fusion lady.
Oh, yeah, Ruby.
Yeah, that's really something interesting that anyone's interested to really listen to, because Bob has a lot of embeds in that.
That's the best Cold Fusion tape anybody could do, but it's only because it's true. You know, everybody else is just speculating or doing little dinky experiments, but I've been to the basement and I've seen it.
Yeah.
Not the mountaintop. I went to the basement, third floor down, and I saw it. The most important statement I remember I made is that people think you make a little battery. I said, right at the beginning, I said, when you actually make the real Coldplay, you trigger off earthquakes and huge disruptions. That's a pretty amazing statement. And no scientist thinks that they're going to invent something that's going to cause like that, other than it's an accident or some powerful stuff that's out of control. But it doesn't have to be out of control to cause that. So I thought that was an important, unique statement about the topic. No one had ever said that about Cold Fusion or Coldplay.
When you're talking about earthquakes, you said several earthquakes, not one.
I would say think of the earthquakes the past 2 years. Not every one of them, but, and you know, the myths out there in internet conspiracy land is there's someone's nuking, causing that one, and then Indonesia nukes someplace and triggers it, harp people or something. It's not that kind of scenario. It's just part of the ripping of this dimension because of the new changes that are happening.
And you also gave another clue about whatever they were doing, it was turning back the dial. You said that you needed really a secure place and experienced professionals to be able to turn back the dial when the earthquake started.
Right.
Some reference to
fix it, to correct it. There's all kinds of neat things that are going on there that are amazing, that are tumultuous. And it's just like we're now in the 108th generation. That should be trigger stuff. You know, the RNA drops. Ion says that we're changing the ionosphere or the ozone sphere. You have to think, well, this eye cell is so powerful. It's like a horror story, you know, in the Andromeda Strain or something, where something's released and eats up the whole planet in 2 days. There can be powerful substances like that.
Is the living water from the eye cells too?
Yes, the eye cells involved with that. Basically, the eye cell is what ion has brought into our world in different formations.
Was it 400 pounds in the beginning, too?
Was what 400 pounds?
The eye block.
Yes, they start off at that size, and then they get lighter.
And you've seen it. It was floating?
Yes.
When you guys say that it's floating, I thought that it was in a pool of water and it was floating, but you probably...
No, it's in water. Yeah, it is in water. It's used in water, but it can float as an object. They are stored up in the ceiling. They just float up to the ceiling, rest up there.
Can you imagine the people working in the factory walk in one day and they're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You call Bob right away.
Yeah, there's serious mental breakdowns happening all the time among the employees.
I'd be curious to know any updates with the people who work directly with ICEL there. Because I remember you said that the first time when the people at the laboratory started noticing significant changes in their environment.
That's the RNA drops.
In the laboratory?
Yeah, and the blocks are not made where the RNA drops are made. The people that are witnessing it, very strict rules about them. They don't want to tell anybody. They'd probably get smoted pretty bad.
That's something new, because I always thought that the RNA drops were produced at the same place where the eye block is.
No, they aren't.
They aren't.
No, the Coldplay is not anywhere near the RNA drops. I'm not allowed to say where it is or anything. I can go this far, I assume. Ion says that when it comes out, we're going to have to go stealth and deny that we have anything to do with it. All the stuff that I'm saying now will, I guess, be perceived as a lie, because we are not going to take credit for it. Not immediately.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm saying now, just for the record, even though it'll all be denied and expunged and confused once payday happens.
If we were to say something sensitive and someone would look back at the recordings, they could be modified, taken off someone's system.
There is a massive deception thing going on. What we're putting out about JW, the whole prison thing, is part of the PR deception. Like I say, I lie. I'm always lying, but that's in the perspective of not saying stuff that is actually leads to anybody to find something out, so I'm always distorting it slightly. But I don't get what your sentence is.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
it could be erased.
Right.
Oh, Iron could erase anything. Is that what you're saying? Anything
right.
That's been said. Well, yes, and maybe he would erase everything that I've said.
So if that were to happen, would you guys still go stealth?
In other words, to erase that we said it, we could say, look, Cofield's out. Bob, did you do that? No, we didn't do that. Oh, damn, Bob, you mean you're not going to be a trillionaire? Nope, not going to be a trillionaire. Someone else beat us to it. We could say stuff like that. But Ion says, no, you're going to have to go stealth, Bob. Because people will realize that it was us, so to speak. And we don't want the hassle. What was in my mind? Did I see that in a movie or something? It was the Edward Snowden thing. They found out that he was flying to Moscow. Someone leaked it. He was supposed to go to Cuba, but he had to go to Moscow. And they showed when he arrived, there was hundreds of reporters there, and they had a picture of it. Because I watched his interview. I don't usually look to mainstream stuff, but I watched that for some reason. I thought it'd be worth seeing. I was pretty impressed with the guy. He's pretty interesting. But, they were flooded with reporters, and that's the scene that was in my mind. And that's what the reporters are so desperate for, any bizarre story. Anything about us would be exaggerated, or many people would come running around trying to get a part of it or something. Because we're kind of a big deal, right? So when they find out we're a big deal, they're not going to be able to let it go. Remember in the old 40s movies, the cop would come out and all the press would be gathered around with their stupid press hats, and he'd go, "Well, boys, no, we have nothing to say." And he'd call them boys, right? Do you remember that? The mayor would go, "Okay, boys, no news yet, boys." And they'd all be yelling and screaming with their stupid pencils and their hats and their stupid flash cameras. Well, I keep seeing them. I'd walk out every day to go to the beach, and there'd all be a scrum out there. I go, "Well, boys, no news today, boys. I had nothing to do with this. Just leave me alone." And then I imagine, "You fucking assholes." They'd take a few swings at them, and they'd be laughing because they knew I was joking, and I'd just ham it up and turn into a fucking comedy every day while walking to the beach. But you know what? You know why you have to go stealth? There's always going to be a nut who thinks it's part of a conspiracy and thinks I'm the devil and would shoot at me. See, that's part of the reason you probably have to go stealth. You guarantee some idiot's going to be jealous or pissed off, right? But I'm always imagining what I'm going to say. The great lines, I said, "Did you guys read any Croker today? Did you fucking read Croker's new book, you fucking idiots? Don't you fucking want to know anything?" I could do all the rants I do right here on the show. I just repeat them for the press. "Well, boys, Frank's got a new album out. You're all listening to it, right, boys?" I think they'd be the hilarious thing. Bob's daily walk to the beach with the scrum. "Mr. Dobbs, when do I get my battery, Mr. Dobbs? Did you really make this shit? A dummy like you didn't even go to fucking college? How'd this happen, Mr. Dobbs? Read my book, Fatic Communion, 1992. It's all there." I'm conducting endless press conferences in my mind when I'm swimming and walking to the beach. I'm honing my craft for the big Barbara Walters interview. Ion is telling exactly the fact, Bob, nobody believes you. And that's true. Nobody believes me. So that's the perfect cover. Can you imagine Ion scouring the planet for the most absurd communicator on the planet? And there he is, that fucking idiot. He's been doing it for years. That's our man.